Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Romans chapter 12, verses 16 through 21. The Reverend Roy Askins is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Romans chapter 12. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be conceited. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," says the Lord. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink, for by so doing you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Paul sets out quite a list of responsibilities here for Christian living, and it's only a small subset of all the things he lists in Romans chapter 12, and continuing into 13 as well. And all of them grow out of the beginning of this chapter, in which he exhorts the Romans, and therefore also you, the church in Rome, and therefore also you, to present your body as a living sacrifice, and not to be conformed to the image of this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. You have been given in the waters of baptism a new mind. Your mind is transformed by Christ, so that you now also have the mind of Christ. This means that with this different mind, this transformed mind, your actions will be different from those in the world. And St. Paul gives an example of this, gives us this teaching and guidance as to what this should look like in our passage here in Romans 12. Listen to some of these things he says. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty. Do not appear wise in your own eyes, which is also translated, never be conceited. Associate with the lowly. Do not repay evil for evil. Live peaceably with all. Never avenge yourselves. Give food and drink to your enemies. Overcome evil with good. Once again, quite the list. What strikes me, however, is how often we find it easier to fulfill these commands with those outside the church than it is with those inside the church. A few examples. Live in harmony with one another. That is, literally, to have the same mind, to share the same thoughts with one another. And yet, how often have you chosen to share your mind with the culture around you, even as you complain about those who in this building might call you to repentance for accommodating that culture? How often have you found yourself agreeing with those out there and fighting and arguing with those in here? Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Also, sometimes easier out there. Easier to associate with the lowly and the poor out there than those in our own presence. We have been zealous for caring for the poor out in the world. Have we shown the same zeal, or even greater zeal, for those within the household of God, the poor in our own midst? Live peaceably with all. Just think about your own home congregation. Live peaceably with all. Never avenge yourselves. You get the idea. How our language and conversation about one another would change if we obeyed this command. Instead of backbiting and backstabbing, we would explain behavior in the kindest way. We would build one another up in the body of Christ. We would encourage those who have fallen, and when those come to us, when we have fallen and point out our sins, we would receive that encouragement with Christian repentance and thanksgiving for the one who called us to repent. Does this describe our lives together? Beloved, never avenge yourself, St. Paul warns, for the Lord says, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay." Our Lord, or God, first spoke this promise of vengeance through Moses. He stood there on the edge of the Promised Land, commissioning Joshua to lead the people into the Promised Land. Egypt was behind them. The 40 years in the wilderness were behind them. And as they stand here on the cusp of the Promised Land, God makes this promise of vengeance on their enemies. And vengeance is indeed His. The fact is, this command to leave vengeance in His hands is not without purpose. Because He does expend His vengeance against sin. He expends all His wrath for all sin and the sinners who commit such sins. That is His right. And He did so by expending all vengeance and wrath, not only upon sin, but upon the one who became sin, His very own Son. This is the price of your failures to live in peace here in the household of God, the death of His own Son. But it is this very death that brings you peace. It's also the price of every sin committed against you, and every sin committed, the sins of the whole world, even of your fellow believers here in Christ, among whom you sit and with whom you now work. God's wrath for those sins is already spent on Him. And if His vengeance and wrath has been appeased, what standing do we have to live in strife with one another? Indeed, we do not. It is through those nail-scarred hands that our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, brings us peace and harmony. He makes you to be literally of one mind, to be in harmony with one another. For the mind you have is the one renewed in Christ Jesus. You walk and live not in your own works or your own righteousness, but in His work and righteousness. Your life, so ridden and riddled with evil, has been overcome by His perfect good on the cross. Our wickedness that hung Him there has been overcome by His good and perfect life and death for you. Only so forgiven and made new can you then live together as beloved children of God, even here in this household, at harmony and with one another. Now, to be clear, this does not mean that everything here in the household of God will suddenly become, as it is said, rainbows and unicorns. Having the same mind, that is, sharing the same thoughts as your fellow believers, has been a lifelong struggle for the Christian church, and it will continue to be so until Christ returns. Well-meaning Christians have disagreed on fundamental teachings of Scripture. This merely underscores the ongoing need for self-examination, repentance where we need to repent, and steadfastness where the truth of God, that is the Word of God, the mind of Christ, must stand in its truth and purity. And wherever God gathers His people around His Word, there they will seek to live once again together in harmony, not haughty, not avenging themselves, but righteous and holy, overcome with the good of Christ. In the name of Jesus, amen.